Sleep Little Baby, the Rockabye Baby Solution for Modern Parent. Raising a baby doesn't have to be so hard. Learn the best-kept secrets of baby sleep and enjoy that long-gone-rested feeling again. Written by Laura Warren. Narrated by Quinn Peterson.
Introduction. Whether you are a new parent or a parent-to-be, I created this audiobook just for you. I struggled getting my first child to sleep and nap consistently. My husband and I were exhausted and at our wits' end. I vowed if I ever found a method, tip, or trick that worked, I would share it with every parent I knew so that they could experience a good night's rest. I'm actually the least likely person to be making an audiobook like this, as I'm not a doctor and I don't have a professional background. However, I do have a drive and determination to share all I have learned through researching countless articles, books, and blogs, talking with physicians, pediatricians, and several specialists in the field to bring you the tips and techniques in this book. I have tried to cover a wide range of conditions and what-if scenarios to give you the best options known to man for helping you and your little one get the rest you need and deserve. Please keep in mind that not every method will work for every child, and what worked for the first may not work for the second or third. The important thing to remember is to keep adjusting the techniques you use as your child grows and learns. You are sure to find many practical and proven tips in this handy guide. So, jump right in and start learning today so that you can get your rest tonight. Thanks again for purchasing this audiobook. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. A Healthy Sleep Cycle for Your Baby. What to expect. After the excitement of a new baby dies down, the real work of parenting begins. If you are a new parent, then chances are you've been inundated with well-wishers and many with good intentions, each wanting with all their heart to help you. This, however, is one of the first tasks you'll have to do as a parent, to sift through all the chaff and come up with a parenting plan that will create a family dynamic that will benefit everyone. Unfortunately, this is not always easy to do. Just keep in mind that you have three main objectives to accomplish in those first few days with your baby. 1. To get to know your little one. Yes, he or she already has a personality, and believe it or not, a mind of his or her own. It is up to you to learn and understand her needs, wants, and expectations. 2. To reinforce the person that is trusting you with their lives. You want your baby to feel safe and cared for. Even at this early stage, what you do to reinforce their sense of security can benefit your child for years to come. 3. To enjoy your new role as a parent. There will be times when you will be so exhausted that you won't be able to think straight. There will be times when you won't have a clue what your baby wants. These times can be discouraging, especially when it's 3 a.m. and the incessant crying seems to never end. But if you use those times to remember the joys of parenthood, you'll have a better chance of plowing your way through those rough nights. The manner in which you and your baby connect can actually influence every aspect of that child's life, not just his or her sleeping patterns. So the sooner you decide what type of relationship the two of you will have, the sooner the baby will begin to adjust to life in this great big world. This means that you must educate yourself on what a normal baby's sleep pattern should be so you will know when your baby's sleeping schedule is out of whack. So, what is a normal sleep pattern for a newborn baby? It goes without saying that they will be sleeping a lot. There is a lot of energy expended in being born, and the first few days, they will be pretty exhausted and in need of rest. According to thebabycenter.com, there is nothing unusual about a newborn sleeping as much as 16 to 17 hours a day. The biggest challenge for many parents...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?